eating the Google way. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In Silicon Valley, when someone scores a visit to the Google campus, they're often met with this question: did you get to try the food? One of the amazing perks of working at Google is the copious, gourmet, free food. Today, a profile of Google's first executive chef. This story first aired in February 2009. Charlie Ayers is giving me a morning tour of the kitchen at his popular new Silicon Valley restaurant, Calafia, where several cooks are getting an early start on lunch prep.
All of our foods are organic, all grass-fed beef, free-range poultry. We get our eggs from Neil Young, the musician, so we have the freshest eggs in the valley, the most beautiful orange yolks you've ever seen.
Ayers is the founding executive chef at Google, a position he held from 1999 to 2006. During his time there, Google employees were treated to a staggering, endless, and free buffet of gourmet food served at cafes all over Google's sprawling campus. I asked Ayers how he landed the job that made him a famous chef.
I was the last of 25 chefs to try out. I had several interviews with them, and finally they asked me to come in and actually cook for them.
Do you remember what you cooked for them specifically that really won them over?
I prepared a Sri Lankan chicken curry with roasted pumpkin and brown rice, a five-spice cashew tofu lettuce cup, a roasted mushroom and steak quesadilla, a beet salad with goat cheese croutons, a flourless chocolate almond torte.
Was there any sense that this was going to be a giant, dominant internet company? Or, I mean, what were you thinking along those lines?
Early on, I remember having a conversation with Sergey about how the company was growing quicker than all of us expected, or at least I expected. And I had concerns that the quality of the food and the foods that I was producing was starting to become compromised. And he said to me, don't worry, we're never going to grow to be one of these behemoth companies. We'll stay a small little company, the most 200 people. Your food will never be compromised. You don't need to worry about this. I don't know if he knew that or not, or if he was just telling me what I wanted to hear.
Why did you leave?
8,000 meals a day, twice a day, 150 cooks, 75 dishwashers, 5 sous chefs. I wasn't cooking anymore. They would bring me out for the media. I'd wave to the media. They'd take pictures. They'd put me back in the office. It just, it wasn't fun for me anymore.
Describe for people who've never had the pleasure of seeing the operation, what was it like when you left?
We had an authentic Italian kitchen that did fresh-made pastas and pizzas and antipastas and main courses. We had an all-vegetarian, vegan kitchen where it wasn't just hummus and tabbouleh and pasta salad. It was different ethnic background dishes. We had a traditional French bistro that had many different types of grilled meats and fish and seafoods and the side dishes that go along with that. We had an authentic Southwestern kitchen. Everything. My job was to create the illusion that you weren't at work, that you were on some cruise or in some resort every day.
Charlie Ayers' restaurant, Calafia, is located just across the street from the Stanford University campus where Google was born. I've been to the restaurant once since this story first aired a little more than a year ago. And I can attest to the high quality of the spinach fennel frisée salad made of organic baby spinach, shaved fennel, frisée, orange segments kissed by a honey mustard vinaigrette. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.